What if Sean McVay, this is a pipe dream, says, I don't want to be in L.A. anymore? This market of head coaches, which is already really good and really appealing, could get better. So I just want to calm everyone down. Mm-hmm. Harbaugh's awesome. It would be an amazing hire. But this list could get even better, bro.
Matt LaFleur could appear on this list as well.
That's true. By the way, Tiki's off. That's why you're hearing Sean's voice, even though this is Evan and Tiki with Sean Morash. Tiki back tomorrow.
Yes, Matt LaFleur could add to this list. This is wild, Evan. I remember we talked about when Dable got fired, and what was so unappealing to me as a Giants fan was you heard every defensive coordinator name, and we don't need to rehash them now at this point because they might become really irrelevant. But it was the idea of, you know, it just feels like the Giants waited with Brian Dable, held on to him, and now they're going to have a head coaching vacancy in what appears to be the worst year to need a head coach.
Yep.
It's completely done a 180.
100%.
This might be the best year for an organization like the Giants to be looking for a head coach, so they better get it right and not whiff now.
But that's why you got to take your time.
No, you don't.
You just want to hire John Harbaugh after you fulfill the Rooney Rule and that's it? Just move on?
Here's the worry about John Harbaugh, and here's what's already happening to me, which has put me in sheer panic mode. We get the report last night that John Harbaugh, agent, has already had seven teams reach out to him. Was that the number? And there's six openings besides the Ravens?
There are seven openings. The Ravens are one of them. So, yes, there is a mystery team that has reached out who currently has a head coach for John Harbaugh.
Now, I don't know. Maybe at some point in the next 4 hours, we play guess the mystery team, and that's fine. But the bottom line is this. If the mystery team is a team in the postseason that is going to do a Joe Girardi, and it doesn't matter when they get eliminated, they're going to get rid of their guy.
Mm-hmm.
And John Harbaugh knows that and wants to speak with that team because clearly that's a more ready team than the Giants because they're in the freaking postseason, right? I am not delaying hiring Kevin Stefanski with the hopes and dreams of hiring John Harbaugh only for him to leave us at the altar for insert Bills, Packers, Eagles, whoever here.
Right.
I'm not doing that. Kevin Stefanski had dinner with the New York Giants last night. I hope it wasn't fast food. He is now meeting with them today. They're going to meet with Mike McCarthy. I understand it's a process and you're going to speak to multiple people and Stefanski knows that. But if Kevin Stefanski, whose first flight out of Cleveland was to land at Newark Airport and go meet with the New York Giants, wants you that badly. If Harbaugh wasn't available, I believe he is. And I said this yesterday, the best head coaching candidate out there.
John Harbaugh is.
Before Harbaugh got fired,
I'm trying to figure out what you're saying.
My point is, Stefanski is still that worthy and that good a candidate.
Okay.
That I'm not allowing him to feel like we want Harbaugh. He goes to Atlanta, takes that job, and then Harbaugh decides in 3 weeks he's taking the Eagle job, and the Giants end up with neither. So you could preach patience, and I get patience, and Harbaugh might be the closest thing to Tom Coughlin that this team has seen. But at the expense of losing Kevin Stefanski in a waiting game with no guarantees from John Harbaugh, I'm not waiting.
You're being way too, the word I want to use, it's not appropriate, but it's horny. You're being way too horny for John Harbaugh and Kevin Stefanski.
Because it has to be, Evan.
No. This marketplace we're looking at right now has a chance to be historic. I mean, when you think about the head coaching candidates that are currently available and may well be available. Here's the thing about John Harbaugh, and you just brought it up. I think he was Joe Girardi'd, personally.
Okay.
I don't think the missed field goal impacted John coming back or not. Like, I think if the Ravens made the postseason and won a game or won a week or won 2 weeks, I think ultimately they were going to make this change anyway based on the reporting of last night, which is that there were going to be staff changes. Him and Lamar Jackson may have had a falling out.
He wanted to keep Todd Monken.
He wanted
to get rid of him.
And also that he, quote, lost the locker room.
Like, right, which is crazy.
If that stuff is true, and I believe that reporting from last night, then I don't think it would have mattered if they won on Sunday. Like, I think eventually John would have been out. Now, why is that important? It's important in talking about Mike Tomlin. It's important in talking about Sean McDermott. It's important in talking about Nick Sirianni. These are all currently employed head coaches who very well may be gone in the next few weeks. Now, I'm not saying they should all shoot to the top of your list. I know one of them that does. It's Mike Tomlin. I asked you guys last week, I asked everybody in the audience, if both of these guys became available, Mike Tomlin or John Harbaugh, who would you prefer? Universally on this radio show, Tiki Barber, Sean Morash, Tommy Lugauer, who's doing a great job doing After Hours, and myself, we all said Mike Tomlin.
Sure.
So why would you make decisions rushed when it's entirely possible, by the way, even with a playoff win this weekend against Jacksonville, that Tomlin could be out? Like, you need to take a deep breath, look at the lay of the land, interview everybody, which the Giants are about to do, and take your time with this process because this has a chance to be one of the greatest list of available head coaches maybe we've ever seen.
I can't argue that, and I want to make it very clear. I prefer John Harbaugh over Kevin Stefanski. Well, I might have a slightly Stefanski, but overall the idea of, like, I know the Giants aren't winning three games next year with John Harbaugh, so I clearly want to speak to him and do all of this.
Save that audio, Connor.
They are.
You never know.
In relation to Mike Tomlin, you're right, but here's the simple threading of the needle here. We're already at Wednesday. Clearly the Giants are no NFL team, even if it was Harbaugh, is going to make a hire by Friday before wildcard weekend because there's so much of a process. The Rooney rule and interviewing two external candidates.
Two external minority candidates. Yep. I know that they've already scheduled an interview with Vance Joseph.
And I believe Antonio Pierce.
And Antonio Pierce, the guy you predicted the Giants would ultimately hire. Yes.
Okay. So it's not like you have to make this decision this week, but the longer this goes on, like if Tomlin beats the Texans on Monday night and we get into next week and now teams have already kind of cycled through interviews and you've gotten through a lot of the requirements and fulfillments and you're still at that, I don't know, you met with Harbaugh, but he's deciding. And now it's really gotten hot and heavy where I'm going to keep using the Falcons as an example. Mm-hmm. The Falcons are like, nah, man, Stefanski's our guy. And Kevin Stefanski's going to the Giants going, I wanted you. I flew to you first. You're waiting on this. I just think this is too crucial hire. Yesterday, we called it, right, the most important hire in Giants history.
And I think it's actually become more important over the last few hours because of the sheer amazingness of some of these candidates.
And maybe this is a loser mentality and the Giants have trained me this way. They can't lose here. And the only way you lose, now, if one of those guys became available, Tomlin, I get it. But if right now, the only candidates that truly do become available is who we know now, which includes Harbaugh and Stefanski, they can't whiff and go 0-2.
Okay, so here's where I think you're thinking about this wrong, and I understand your struggles with this. This is a struggle I have. I am not a good-looking guy. I know that. I think Sean's pretty aware of his looks. So our reaction is to just, you don't agree with that? You think you're hot?
I don't think I'm hot, but I was always meant to look near 40.
Okay, fair enough. I think when you are like me, I'll just use myself then since you don't want to pick on yourself. Mm-hmm. Someone like me says, ooh, she's hot. I have to ask her out immediately. When someone is attractive, they know they're going to get their pick of the litter.
Right.
So John Harbaugh and Kevin Stefanski, well, I don't think Stefanski is the candidate that Harbaugh is. He is still an appealing candidate to many teams, are also going to wait. They're also going to look at, hey, maybe the Eagles have an opening. Maybe the Buffalo Bills have an opening. So they're smart enough to know we're not just going to jump because the Giants are jumping quickly. And the Giants as an organization have to have the self-confidence between the quarterback that they have, the history of the franchise that they have, that they're an appealing team. So rushing to get this done is sloppy. I think what you've got to do, and so far the Giants are doing it, is interview everybody. Mm-hmm. Have an open process. John's available. Great. Call up his agent. I'd like to interview you. I think there is a real chance that the list of candidates is only going to get more impressive, starting with Mike Tomlin. I've made that prediction since June. We'll see if I'm ultimately right. I think he's going to be available, and I'll ask you the question today that I asked you on Friday because I know opinions change around here sometimes. If I gave you the choice between Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh, who are you picking as the next head coach of the New York Football Giants?
I would pick Mike Tomlin.
So you're staying the same on that?
I'm staying the same, but
he can be available.
He can be.
So take a deep breath.
But guess what? A funny thing happened last night. The Giants became no longer the most valuable option for a free agent coach. The Ravens are. Yeah. They already have Lamar
Jackson.
Well,
they're not for John Harbaugh.
But man, Tomlin wouldn't go there?
No, because remember, he's under contract. And so I think ultimately what the Steelers may do if they move on from Mike Tomlin is orchestrate a trade.
Okay.
They're not going to trade him inside the division. John Harbaugh's been let go. It's different. John can go wherever he wants. I just kind of have a feeling like the handling of Tomlin, if it gets handled, may be slightly different.
Maybe, but that would also require, remember, this is why Sean Payton got traded. The Saints wanted to hold on to Sean Payton. Sean Payton wanted to step away.
Sure.
If the Steelers are done with Mike Tomlin, they're done with Mike Tomlin. The trades only work if Tomlin is, like, he's the one that wants
that. No, I understand. My point is, though, I need to find out. Like, okay. I agree with you, and I think most of the audience feels this way, that, and these are two great candidates, Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh, and ultimately, despite that game on Sunday night, feeling like the loser loses their job, they both may lose their job.
Yeah.
May end up with both guys leaving town. It would be like, I give you a wrestling reference, WrestleMania 20 between Brock Lesnar and Goldberg. They fought this horrible match, they both left.
Yeah.
That could be Tomlin and, that's a good analogy.
It is.
12 people that get it.
But you brought up the idea that, you know, the Giants need to have self-confidence. In my opinion, the Giants have already screwed this up. Okay, hear me out. What is the purpose of firing a coach or a general manager in season? We used to hear the purpose was to get a jump start on figuring this out.
Yep.
And the Giants, as they inevitably always do, they rely on the idea that they're loyal. They're a family-run business. They want to take care of people and everything that goes with it. They cared so much about Mike Kafka's feelings as he was, you know, interim coaching this and wanting to get the best shot, not wanting to offend him, that they failed to take advantage of firing Brian Daboll early. You know how you get a jump start on showing John Harbaugh or Kevin Stefanski how much you really want him? You've already conducted interviews with Mike McCarthy or Antonio Pierce or anybody else who was said available at the time. The Giants shouldn't be starting this week with their first round of interviews. The guys who are available, they shouldn't be waiting until next week to speak to Mike McCarthy. They should have spoke to him 3 weeks ago. They should have had a formal interview with Antonio Pierce 2 weeks ago, which would have, that would have been one of the requirements.
Right, right.
They are already behind the eight ball. If they were ahead of the game.
I don't think they're behind the
eight ball. No, but they could be more aggressive now.
Yeah.
They could be.
Is that, by the way, I genuinely don't know the answer to that. Is that normal for a team who has an interim head coach to start interviewing candidates before the season is over?
You're allowed to.
As long as
they're available.
Is that a common thing, though?
I'd have to go back and actually look, but
feel like that's happened.
Because it feels like a lot of teams have this respect thing. I think the Giants need to stop worrying about respect. There's always a concern.
Fair, but I don't think that changes this process.
I think it does.
The Giants right now are one of the most appealing teams out there with a coaching vacancy, and coaches are going to wait. Like, if Kevin Stefanski right now prefers the New York Giants, he's going to wait to find out if he gets the job, like anybody applying for a job. So I think them going through their exhaustive process beginning right now doesn't put them behind the eight ball, especially to my point that patience is needed knowing more candidates may be available. Like, it's no longer Black Monday. The John Harbaugh news happened on Tuesday. And like I mentioned, there are other candidates like Sean McDermott, who I may not love, but in fairness, he may be available and is certainly someone who you should interview. Mike Tomlin may be available. Nick Sirianni may be available if the Eagles flame out. I think a LaFleur you mentioned is another possibility. So I think what you got to do is take a deep breath.
Okay. Have you ever heard the phrase, don't let them out of the building?
Yes.
Okay. The Giants have to let Stefanski and Harbaugh out of the building.
Absolutely.
Which you wouldn't have to if you got a jump start on this process.
But letting someone out of the building is the most overrated thing in the world. If John wants the Giant job and you ultimately offer it to him 3 weeks from now when you see the other candidates and you've interviewed everybody, he's going to take the job.
But
you think he's going to take the job on Thursday as opposed to three Thursdays
now? If John Harbaugh really wants the Giant job and the Giants have already done their due diligence and checked off boxes on other interviews, then why would the Giants not just throw him? John, what is it going to take you to be here? Don't get out of the building.
Mm-hmm.
You're allowing him to. What if John Harbaugh?
Because a better candidate may become available, Sean. That's my point. And you agree with me because you feel Mike Tomlin is a better candidate.
While I agree with you, Mike Tomlin's also not that much greater a candidate than John Harbaugh that I'm risking all of this.
I also want to address my fellow Jet fans. I have been on the radio the last couple of shows actually defending Aaron Glenn coming back as Jet head coach. And most of my defense has been about not wanting to go one and done. But I do want to hold myself accountable for something I did say back on December 18th and address it. This is what I said about potentially doing an about face on Aaron Glenn returning for a second year. And while there was bad in year one, to me there isn't enough to fire a coach after one season. I would not personally do it. I wouldn't like it.
Yeah, but
it would cause me panic on where they're going to go next. Look, the only way this works, and this is kind of seedy, but I'm being honest with you, is if Mike Tomlin secretly calls me and says, yeah, me and the Steelers are breaking up, and I want your job. Or John Harbaugh calls me and says, yeah, me and the Ravens are breaking up, and I want your job. Well, yeah, I'm not an idiot, of course. If you're giving me this great proven head coach, would I rather hire that person than just be fair to Aaron Glenn? Of course. All right. So I'm not an idiot. And today on January 7th, I will say it again. Of course I'd fire Aaron Glenn's ass and hire John Harbaugh. That is a slam dunk. I don't think any Jet fan would call up and debate me on that. Here's the problem. I said in that clip, I'm not an idiot. I stand by that. I am not naive enough or idiotic enough to think that John Harbaugh would take me, that John Harbaugh would take Woody, that John Harbaugh would take the mess that is the New York Jets. I get we have five first-round picks over the next 2 years. I get it. I get it that Woody Johnson has some political influence. I get it. We are being naive and crazy to think that John Harbaugh would tell the New York Giants, I'm good. Would tell the Atlanta Falcons, I'm good. Would tell whatever other team, the Philadelphia Eagles, who may have a coaching vacancy and John Harbaugh has a long history with, I'm good. He's not picking the Jets. So I stand by what I said. If Woody Johnson can secretly reach out to John to just get the confirmation and he's not going to use me and abuse me the way Mike Vrabel did a year ago, I would absolutely secretly reach out and find out. Because you never know, right?
Yeah.
As much as I do know. But let's not get crazy, Jet fans. He's not coming to us. So what are we going to do? We're going to fire Aaron Glenn for the 2% shot that John Harbaugh would get wasted one night and say, I'm going to take the Jet job? Not going to happen.
So, while I agree with you, I also don't think you could completely dismiss it. Now, you'd have to know he was coming. I get that. You wouldn't fire Aaron Glenn without knowing he's coming. But, man, you know, the Jets picking second in the draft. How do you know if John Harbaugh doesn't like a Dante Moore, Fernando Mendoza?
Sean,
how do you know?
Sean.
And remember,
Sean,
this is different. Hold on. He knows.
Sean.
He ain't getting fired after 1 year or 2 years with the New York Jets. He knows that.
Yeah.
He knows that he is good for at least 3 years, and they have a treasure trove of assets that he could build the thing from the ground up. Again, I know I'm talking out of one side of my mouth and out of the other. I think he would prefer other jobs. But you also don't know that. Like, there is a certain appeal to what the Jets have at the bare bones. You could build the whole thing up.
Sean, as a fan, I've been naive before. Like, there are times I came on the radio and said, Phil Jackson would take the next job or whatever other stupid thing I thought could possibly happen. John Harbaugh is not taking the Jets job. So, to my fellow Jet fans, to Craig, because I know that was his first reaction yesterday, too. I get it. We all feel the same way. We all look at John Harbaugh as the perfect guy for this franchise. That is not an unpopular, uncommon opinion. But it ain't real.
Well,
it is the most unrealistic thing sports-wise we could ever put together. It is more unrealistic John Harbaugh takes the Jet job than Steve Cohen wakes up today and says, I'm going to trade Soto back to the Yankees. Like, it's just not happening.
Can I tell you why you're being a little bit of a hypocrite?
Oh, yeah. Hypocrite?
Yeah.
I'm being real. I'm trying to be real with everybody.
An H-Y-pocrite, okay? Here's the thing, Evan. You just said the Giants need to be patient because Mike Tomlin or what the heck's the idiot's name? Nick Sirianni in Philadelphia.
the idiot.
I was going to call him Nick Stefanski. You can tell what's in my mouth. any of these guys could become available. If this ends up being a historic, coaching class, there's only so many chairs to fill.
And they're still not taking the Jets. They're still not taking the Jets.
You know what? Then you have no hope for the future.
No, my hope
is
that.
Because if you can't get a coach in this class that's better than Aaron Glenn, then what are we doing? Close up shop and move to Canada.
Now, this is mostly going to be a Giant day, but I did want to address this Jet stuff. And let's go to a Jet fan, Jason in Fairfield, Connecticut. Jason, your thoughts on all this?
Exactly. All I got to say to you boys is exactly. I've been watching the Jets screw this up forever. Who do we have? We had Pete Carroll.
Yeah.
In 1994.
We had him for 1 year, yes.
We got rid of him. We got rid of him for Rich Kotite. Then we had Robert Saleh. What did we do? Who was it? Jim Harbaugh was available. We didn't even reach out to him. Then we escort Robert Saleh the very next year out of the building halfway through the season. It wasn't like Robert Saleh was killing it. And now we have Aaron Glenn, who's not killing it. And we have an absolute historic opportunity to get an established head coach who knows what the hell's going on out there. And we're going to sit there and say, nope, we're going to stick to Aaron Glenn. And what, are we going to escort him out of the building next year? I mean, I couldn't agree with you guys more. But, Evan, the only thing I disagree with is you'll never know if somebody wants the job unless you reach out to the guy secretly.
Yeah, Jason, you hit it. I am endorsing Woody Johnson to be seedy and secretive. And you know what, Woody? Political. I want you behind the scenes. And I know it's dirty. I feel bad saying it, but I got to be real. And other team's doing it because some unnamed team has already reached out to John Harbaugh and his agent, and they currently have a job. And by the way, I think I know who the team is. I think if we use our brain, we all know who the team is. A team with a track record of being seedy and undermining guys who are currently employed. And that's the Miami Dolphins. They've done it before.
Troy Aikman making that call?
I don't know if it's Troy, but it's the owner. What's it? Stephen Ross.
Stephen Ross.
He's done it before. So that's neither here nor there. I think the Dolphins are doing it. I think the Jets have to do it. I agree with you. I'd be seedy. I would reach out to Harbaugh's camp without firing Aaron Glenn and just get an idea. What do you think? If Mike Tomlin becomes available, same thing.
What makes the Dolphins any more appealing than the Jets? Be honestly.
Where it's located.
That's it. that's it. Think about it. The Jets actually have a better track record of finishing the quarterback position than the Dolphins right now.
Well, the Jets have also won a playoff game more recently than the Miami Dolphins. We'll get your calls next. Giant fans, is it universal? Do you all want John Harbaugh? Would you do it today? Would you be patient? Is he still not your number one candidate? We'll hear from you coming up, 888-808-1019. We'll get a lot of information coming up at 1 o'clock because the great Connor Hughes will join us of SNY at 1. What's going on with this Giant search, even some Jet stuff. So we got a very, very busy show as we take you right up until the Carton Show at 2 o'clock.